Get him! Reese yelled. Sterling hurriedly limped across the street. He cut through the yard of a blue rancher and approached a tall wooden fence. He pulled on the gate, but it was locked. Sterling hopped onto the fence and pulled himself up, swinging his legs over the top of his head. He came down on a concrete path, but his bad ankle gave way, sending him sprawling into the wet lawn. Lark jumped on the fence. She threw her gun hand over the top to support herself. Stop! She said. Her feet kicked at the fence. Sterling rolled away, then righted himself. I'll shoot! She groaned at him while pulling herself further over the fence. If she let go now to aim the gun, she'd likely slip off the fence. Sterling backpedaled twice, wobbling because of the bad ankle. He turned and quickly limped for the far fence. He had to get to it before Lark entered the backyard. Sterling went as fast as he could. His head remained foggy and the ringing in his ears was constant. With each step, the grass underfoot felt squishy, and Sterling worried about falling. He made it to the back gate and yanked it open. A shot fired. Its crack pierced the steady rhythm of the rain. A chunk of fence exploded near Sterling's hand. He stumbled through the gate and belly-flopped into the alley. His breath escaped his lungs in one sudden exhale, and he sucked for air. Sterling couldn't lay there. He needed to move, even if he couldn't breathe. Lark would arrive at the back fence soon. If she found him on his stomach, it'd be like shooting fish in a barrel. He pushed himself to his hands and knees. The pain in his chest was excruciating. He gasped for air, and his legs churned against the protests of his ankle, propelling him forward. Sterling finally righted himself into a crouching, limping run and headed for the end of the alley. No more shots followed.